Well, hey there, baby. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I know that we were meant to meet up tomorrow, but I got off work early, so I thought, screw it. Let's do it tonight. Surprise. Are you all right? The fact that you didn't even notice that I'm lying here on your bed in nothing but a silk robe tells me that you are tired, or is something wrong? Oh, you poor thing. Good thing I'm here, huh? Come here, sweetie. Let me rejuvenate you. I want you to kiss me. Yeah? Can you muster up the energy for that? I guess you do have a fair bit of energy after all. That's good, because we're gonna need it. No, it's okay. I don't mind that you're sweaty. We're gonna get real sweaty together tonight. God, yes. I've missed you too. Even though it's only been, what, a week? But before we get started, I need to talk to you. Fuck, I know. I don't want to stop kissing you either. But I really need to talk to you first. It's important. Fine, one more. Okay, seriously. Just sit next to me for a sec, all right? No, it's not a problem. Not really. But it is important. So, we both know how you feel about me, about how you have strong feelings for me, and if you haven't changed your mind, actually want to date me. Yes. Well, I know I've been sort of dodging the questions, laughing it off as you being sweet and all, but I want you to know that I've been seriously thinking about it. And I just have some concerns, I guess. The thing is, when this whole thing started between us, I thought it was just a sweet little thing. You had a crush on me and all those pent-up emotions and hormones. You just needed someone to help you release it. And don't get me wrong, I was more than happy to do that. I still am. I mean, I couldn't be more proud to be the one and only person to have taken your V-card. But, sweetie, a full-on relationship, that is a whole other ballpark. And it comes with a lot of responsibility and commitment. Right now, we meet pretty much once a week, play around a bit. But there's more to relationships than play. Do you understand? No, it's not that I think you're not ready for something like that. Honestly, I feel like you're very responsible for a college guy, but how do I put this? When you first said that you loved me, I honestly thought it was just a rush of excitement. It's hard not to feel extremely affectionate towards someone when you just came inside of them, especially when they're your first. But every time that we met up, even when it was just at the barbecue or whatever, you were equally as affectionate, more so even. And it became clear that it wasn't just a once-off feeling, that you legitimately have feelings for me, like love feelings. And that realization was, it was exciting, but it was also scary. Suddenly, I had to think about the long term, about us. Could we really be a couple? How would people react? How far would this really go? But I think the thing that hit me the most is that I realized I genuinely have feelings for you too. And not just in the caring mentor kind of way, but as a lover. I felt such an attraction toward you. At first, I figured it was me just swooning a little over a younger guy. Those caring texts that you sent me, the flowers that you bring me, the little notes that you left on my nightstand. But I genuinely, truly have formed strong feelings for you, and I'm just scared. It's just that you're still young. You're literally in college, and I'm less young, let's say. And if we do this, I'm going to be all in. Dating is fun, but it's also like a test drive for marriage, and, well, if this works out, I only date with that intention. And I don't want you to date me for a year or two and then decide that you want someone younger than me. I don't think I could handle that. I just wanted to voice my concerns. And I want you to think about this for real. I mean, I'm friends with your mom, so if we do this, there will be judgment and some consequences. You have thought about that? Really? Have you? Are you sure? Oh, sweetie. I love you too. Then let's do it. Let's date each other. I'll be your one and only. Oh my goodness. Well, tonight's session is gonna be real special then, huh? Our first time having sex as a couple. How romantic. All right, baby. Get up. Clothes off. I have something awesome prepared for you tonight. Okay, I brought a few things to spice up our evening, if you will. Rose petals. And some candles for that real nice mood lighting. Here. And here. That's good. Hit the light switch behind you, sweetie. Fuck yeah. That is good. Vanilla. And how about we lock this door? We don't want anyone to interrupt us, right? And the last super special thing I've prepared for you this evening is me. I mean, tonight, I'm all yours, sweetie. You're fully in charge tonight. I'm your good little MILF cum slut. All for the taking. I know I've never let you have this much control before, and I've been teasing you with it for so long during our nights together, but I wanted to make it special. And what better night than tonight? I want you to have some fun. Experiment being a dominant with me as your little slutty submissive. It's okay if you're nervous. That's good. It means that you have my safety in mind. And don't worry. If you go too far or things get out of hand, I will let you know. I promise. Just try to relax and enjoy it. So, what would you like me to do first? It's all up to you. You want me to sit on the bed? You got it. Spanking me. Oh my. You are slipping right into this dominant role so well. I love that energy. Keep it up. All right. I am ever so curious what you have in mind for me.
Oh.
You want my pussy. Like, to taste it? Sweetie. Okay. I'm all yours, remember? Although, it is really sweet that you asked, but you didn't have to. Here, I'll spread my legs and present it to you. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god. Ah, that feels so good. Oh. Is this your first time? Going down on a woman? Because you're really fucking good at it. Oh my god. Oh, and the way you're holding my knees. Spreading my legs apart. Oh god, that's so hot. Oh my god. You know, I was actually looking at a pic of you this morning. The one where you were shirtless. With your cock barely covered by a pillow. It made me so excited that I had to masturbate to it. I came 2 or 3 times just to that picture, sweetie. That's when I realized how attracted I am to you. You get me so fucking hot and bothered with just a single picture. That's ridiculous. That's how much you turn me on. Oh my god. Yeah. That's intense. That feels so good. Yeah, I like it. Oh, that's your pussy. Oh, that's your pussy. Oh my god, that's your fucking pussy. Oh god. Oh fuck, you might make me cum. Oh fuck yeah. Oh. Okay, I won't hold back. I'm not used to you being in charge like this. Oh god. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, baby. I think that's a new record for coming that fast. No, I don't own a single toy that could do that. Oh, you are something special, aren't you? Well, I hope you're not done with me yet. I want some of that dick. If you'll let me, of course. I didn't think so. You know, the best part of being in the dominant position with a woman. Unlike dudes, women can come over and over and over and over. Or at least I can. Instead, I get more and more horny each time. And with older women like me, oh baby, that effect grows exponentially. Trust me. So come on. There you go, yeah. Mount me just like that. You don't need to hold anything back, okay? I want you to use me like the filthy little MILF cum slut that I am. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, God, I have missed your dick inside me so fucking much, baby. Huh? And it feels so good in my fucking pussy. We're a perfect fucking fit together, you and me. Oh, God. Look at you fucking go. Stumbling into your room exhausted and tired, and now you have no problem pumping this slutty little pussy. Is that because you own it? Oh, yeah? Oh, fuck. You're riding me like a fucking bull in heat. Where did all that stamina come from? You were so tired before. Oh, fuck. I love younger men like you, baby. You just go from 0 to 100 in no time. Exactly what I need. You're everything I want. You're everything that I could ever fucking need. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're such a fucking good boy. I know that you're the dominant one, but I can't help it. You're such a fucking good boy. Oh, fuck. It's the MILF curse. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm a naughty girl, you're right. Oh, I'm your naughty little fucking slut. Yeah, pound that fucking pussy, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I want to be your good girl. Yes, I do. I want to be your good girl. You like dominating a woman who's older than you? Yeah. I think it's hot, too. Make my pussy serve that fucking cock however you want to, baby. Oh, fuck. Spanking my tits. No, it's okay. Do it again. You just caught me off guard. Fuck yeah. Use my body. Fuck. Fuck this pussy. Let you play with these big fat fucking tits. Oh my god. That feels insane. I knew that you love sex, but oh, this is a different level. I know why. It's because you fucking love me. It's because you fucking love me. I love you too. I love you too. I love you too. Oh, yeah. Show me how much. Oh, fill my pussy with everything that your balls have to give. Come on, claim me as yours. Oh, bust inside me. Make me your fucking cum slut MILF. Can you do that? Yeah? Can you fill this needy little fucking cum slut up? Yeah, for your girlfriend? For your sweet MILF fucking girlfriend? Yeah. Just like that, baby. Just like that. Oh my god. Fuck. I'm gonna come too. Yes. Oh, don't let up. Don't let up. Don't let up. Oh, fuck. Just pound my fucking pussy. Show me how much you fucking love me. Show me how much you love this fucking MILF pussy. I wanna be the only person that you come inside. Okay? Yes. I wanna be your favorite fucking set of holes. You can fuck me whenever you want. Morning, noon, or night. I don't care. I don't care. Oh, fuck. Fingers. You own me. You own me. You own me. You own me. Fuck. I'm coming. Come inside me, please. Squeeze my fucking nipples while you come inside my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my god. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, the best thing that's ever happened to me. I could tell you love me too. No one spurts that much cum if they don't love you. Oh, that was amazing. And for your first time being in control, you did so well, baby. I'm so proud of you. Listen, we have a lot of thought to give to this relationship. Lots of planning and discussing. But that's for another time, okay? The only thing that matters right now is that I want you. And you want me. And then we're gonna be together. But I want you to understand, if this doesn't work out between us, it's okay. Sometimes things happen. I never want you to be afraid to talk to me. Don't take it the wrong way. I love you, and I never want you out of my life. But I also never want you to feel trapped, okay? You learn a lot when you get to my age, and I just want us to be prepared for anything. Wisdom for a woman my age? I'm not that old, sweetie. You are such a brat. I love it. Anyway, all of that being said, I have a real good feeling that you and I are in this for the long run, and I'm so happy about that. I can't wait to see how this all unfolds. But the one thing I'm sure of is that you're the guy I want to wake up next to every single morning. I love you.